Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
We have something special today. We have Melanie and Julian back with us. Isn't that special? We thank Jesus for that, don't we? Today I want to talk to you about plants. Have any of you planted anything in a garden? You have? What have you planted? You planted flower seeds. Some people plant trees. Did you? Well, I have here with me this morning a little flower.
I planted one of those.
See it? What kind of a flower? Do you know what kind this is?
What?
Well, it looks yellow like a buttercup, but it's called a daffodil. It's wet on the bottom.
Oh, a daffodil.
What is this planted in? What does a seed get planted in? What's this down here? In dirt. Did you know that dirt, well, just a minute, dirt has food in it for plants? Now, we don't eat dirt, do we? But plants eat dirt. They've got food in it. But you know, there's a little thing in here in this plant. Be careful, because it's very dirty. But it says here, what do I need to succeed? Succeed means, what do I need to live here? And it says, I need water, and I need sunshine. That's what a plant needs, isn't it? Water and sunshine and the dirt that it grows in. Yes.
Air.
Air. Yes. We need air too, don't we? So what do we need to grow? We need a home like the plant that lives in the little pot. And we have homes and mommies and daddies. And we need good food. And we need water. But if we're going to grow up to be little boys and girls that are very strong in Jesus, what do we need? You know what we need? We need a home, and Jesus has a home for us. He helps us with our home here, but he's got a special home in heaven for us. And we need water and food. We get water and food from studying our Sabbath school lessons, don't we? We get water and food from studying about Jesus. And you know what the mommies and daddies have been studying about is called fruits of the Spirit. Do you know what that is? When we grow in Jesus, this plant grows, has a beautiful flower. And sometimes flowers, I don't think this one has too much of a smell, but like if you grow roses, they've got a beautiful smell. And if we grow in Jesus, we can just be beautiful and love people. And that's called a fruit of the Spirit. When we love like Jesus loves, isn't it? That's very special. Well, today I am going to, when we're done, I'll give this to you, but I want to show you. It's a little tiny pot, which is going to be a home for a plant. And in that little pot is some seeds that you can plant. You can see them, can't you? Now, you're going to have, I'll give you one before we leave, okay? You will have to ask your mommy and daddy to help you with this because I did not put dirt in these. I thought we might get dirt all over the seats in the church or the floor if I put dirt in. So you'll have to have your mommy and daddy help you put dirt in this home for the plants.
My daddy doesn't live in the same place.
He doesn't? Well, he can help you maybe. Anyway, when you plant this, you want to put it in something small that it can sit in so it doesn't get water where you put it, but you put the dirt in and then you plant your seed. Like Jesus plants seeds of love in our heart, doesn't he, when we ask him to? And then you water it. But do you water it real lots or just enough so it has something to drink? A little bit. And then you have something underneath it, like a saucer that catches that water so it doesn't ruin furniture. And then you know what else it needs? What did this, be careful you don't pull it apart. What did this say it needed?
What? Water, sunshine,
and
dirt.
And yes, and water and sunshine, doesn't it? So you'll want to put it somewhere, but I'll tell you a secret. You'll have to keep it in the house for a while because it's not warm enough outside yet. But when it gets warmer outside, you can plant this whole little thing in the ground. and then watch it grow and grow and see if it produces fruit like we produce fruit when we love Jesus. And I will show you something, and we will hope that your seed produces fruit. And what's the fruit that it might produce?
Pumpkin.
A pumpkin. I hope that you're, don't spill the seeds, sweetie. They won't grow on a rug. Okay, they'll be in your little things. They'll be in your little plants. So now we want to watch our plant grow, but we need to remember that as we grow, we produce love from Jesus, don't we? So let's have a prayer, and after our prayer, before you go back to your seats, I will give you your little pot and your seeds that you can plant, and every time you see them, remember that we are growing in Jesus. Thank you for being so nice and quiet this morning. Dear Jesus, thank you this morning for all the lessons that you have given us in nature, how you help the plants to grow and how you help us to grow, and that you give us your love and your sunshine and help us to spread that to other people. Help us to have a good Sabbath day. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready to listen to a few words from the most powerful being in the universe?